Good morning. And how are you? We are blessed. When you listen to the readings today, the second reading is a glorious reading when St. Paul says, "It is for freedom that Christ set us free, that we who are his sons and daughters of the Father have been freed by the blood of Jesus Christ." But again, I've been doing this for 59 years, and I've been dealing with this priest for 30 years and dealing with you, my parishioners, for 18 years. And in dealing with it, I don't think most people walk around in freedom. Most people walk around in guilt. Most people walk around and focusing on their past. Most people walk around and focusing on their sins. Most people walk around focusing on what isn't going right, instead of the freedom that Christ died to give us, right? Everyone who comes here in Advent, and we do our 7-minute Advent penance service, I always do the same thing. I read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, where it says that you will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And I say, you come today to confession. Christ wants to forgive you and set you free. But what we do is we always focus on thinking, is that enough? And we keep thinking of the past. And the devil, as I've told you a million times, wants you to stay focused on yourself and your past. But those who are focused on themselves and their past can't be open to the Spirit and can't be focused on loving other people. As the reading says, it's the Spirit who calls us to love one another. But we bite each other to pieces. Why? Because we don't feel good about ourselves. And since we don't feel good about ourselves, we don't feel good about anybody else either. And so we judge each other, pick on each other, gossip about each other. Nobody here, but other places. But what has to happen is we need to know that we are free. So that means the sins you've been confessing and you've confessed, the sins are gone forever. So that's why, again, if you've ever come to me to confession, and most of you have, and you'll sit there and say, "Father, I've confessed this sin before, but I want to confess it again." I go, "Have you done the sin again?" "No." "Well, don't you dare confess it." "Well, Father, I don't feel..." I don't care how you feel. Christ paid the penalty. If you confess the sin that's already been forgiven again, you glorify Satan. You say, Satan is stronger than the blood of Jesus Christ. One drop of the blood of Christ is enough to cleanse you of your past sins. And again, if Christ has let him go, you need to let him go. You were created for freedom, not bondage. And you're in bondage if you constantly look at your past and rethink about these confessed sins, wondering if Christ paid for them. If you repented of them and you confess them, you are free from them. Again, remember we celebrated on this past Friday the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This feast came because of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. And Jesus appeared to her as the Sacred Heart and says, "I want you to start devotion to my Sacred Heart. Go tell the bishop." She went to tell the bishop, and the bishop thought she was nuts, as most people would think. And then he said to her, "If Jesus is appearing to you, next time he appears to you, you ask him to tell you what the last mortal sin was I confessed." She went to Jesus, and he says, "I know what he wants. You tell him I forgot." Now, if Christ forgot the mortal sin of the bishop, that once it was confessed, he has forgotten your sins. Let them go. Live now in the present. Because, again, now you're free from your past. You're not constantly looking back. That's the first thing, to be free. The second thing is, you got to know that none of those things that you have done in the past, or those things that some of us are so caught up into addictions, or so caught up into, we name ourselves as that. Like, say, let's say you smoke, and I'm sure nobody here smokes, because it's the stupidest thing you could ever do. And you try to give it up. Why? Because every time you inhale, you're trying to say, "Come on in, cancer, kill me now, kill me now. I want to die. I'm dying slowly. Come on in, cancer." Every time you take a whiff, Now, I'm so sorry for those of you who are smoking, but it's time. And so you decide today at this Mass, you're never going to smoke again, or you're never going to look at porn again, or you're never going to eat bad again, or you're going to start exercising again. You're going to start living in freedom instead of the bondage that the devil has you under. And it's not a true bondage. All he has to do is hint something to you and go, oh, yeah, I'm just a sinner. Oh, yeah, well, I'm addicted. Oh, yeah, well, I can't give it up. Lies, lies, lies. And it's all from the evil one. You are a beloved son or daughter of the Father who have been set free. So you got to act that, and you got to start claiming that. So again, let's say you're a smoker and someone comes up to you because you decide to give it up today. And they come to you tomorrow and say, hey, would you like a cigarette? Those tempters. And you don't sit there and say, oh, no, I'm trying to give it up. Because if you say that, what are you saying? You are claiming you are still a smoker, and you can't give that up. You're trying. They come to you tomorrow, and they say, hey, would you like a cigarette? You go, oh, no, I'm not a smoker. You just named a new reality. It might have only been a day, but you now claim that reality for yourself. You walk in the freedom that Christ has created you for. You don't walk in the bondage that the devil says you are. You are not determined by what you've been addicted to. Jesus wants to set you free. And it begins with the first step in freedom. The last thing is that we need to go and pray to the Holy Spirit to live this freedom. And what the Spirit does, as we hear in that second reading again, is he frees us to love each other, right? That's what the Spirit does, because the Spirit is God and God is love. So when we're living in the Spirit of God, we're living in the power of love. And love is not focused on ourselves at all. It's always focused on the other. And again, that's what God has called you to freedom for. He calls you and me to be free, so we're not focused on ourselves all the time, because that's not freedom. But that I can be set free of me so I can be focused on others. That's the call. So whatever it is you struggle with, first I encourage you today, make sure you've confessed all your past sins. Get rid of them forever. Let them go. Second, come to Jesus and have a conversation with him. Jesus, I've allowed this thing to keep me in non-freedom. Jesus, you died to set me free. I claim that freedom. I repent of this, Jesus, and I ask you for the grace to live in the freedom you died to give me. Claim it. I am no longer that. I am your beloved son or daughter. Then pray to the Holy Spirit that the Spirit may surrender, you may surrender himself more and more, that you become a person of great love. This is what you were created for. This is what I was created for, to be people of love. That when you and I take our last breath, we get to go to the communion of love, which is heaven. And we learned how to do it while we were still here. So we already start living it if we get it now. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Matron always love today and forever. Amen. All you